Good evening. Kutta Sichas, Chelek Yud, the Sicha of Hanukkah. As a introduction to the Sicha, a few things we'll go over before we start the Sicha to make it a bit easier to understand. This Sicha is a Sicha mainly on the Rambam, what we call Shitas HaRambam, the way the Rambam interprets the Gemara of Hanukkah, which is found in Masechtas Shabbos, tract Shabbos on page Daf Chof Aleph Omid Beis. But it's mainly on what the Rambam, how the Rambam interprets and learns that Gemara, because this is an argument of a few Rishonim how the Gemara is learned, and the Rambam learns it a certain way. And based on that, the Rambam paskins la halacha. He writes the halacha in Mishneh Torah. The Rambam, a certain way, different than a lot of the other Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch interpret some of the laws. So it's a very applicable argument in the Gemara. So before we get to the Gemara, learn three halachas in Rambam. Three laws in the Rambam, and also there's a very important thing to understand when learning Rambam. The Rambam, every chapter is split up into different paragraphs, different halachas, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. You know, sometimes it'll be 20, sometimes it'll be 30 different halachas. When you're learning Rambam, you have to understand the fact that the Rambam separates certain ideas into different halachas is not by mistake. The Rambam separates the halachas in a very unique way. So the fact that the Rambam would put a certain concept in one halacha and a certain concept, a certain din, a certain law in another halacha, you could actually learn certain ideas and certain certain points that the Rambam is trying to make by separating the halachas. So Hilchos Chanukah, Megillah v'Chanukah, find in Sefer Zmanim of the Rambam, chapter 3. Go for three halachas real quickly, sort of to get us, because the whole sikh is based on this, the whole talk of the Rebbe is based on this Rambam. The Rambam starts like this. He gives a little bit of an introduction to Chanukah. Bevay Yisheni, the second base of Megiddosh, Shemalche Yavin, Gozru, Zeres, Al Yisrael, when the kingdom of Greece established certain laws on the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael. Uvitlu dosam lei henichu eisam leisav gateira. They nullified their religion. They said they took away, they made it illegal to practice their religion. They not let them learn Torah. With mitzvahs, they weren't able to toil in Torah and toil in mitzvahs. Pasha yadam v'mainam v'v'neseyem nechus lehechol uparta by process of timuah tahiris. They would abuse their hand in their with their money and with their families. They went into the hechol, they went into the Beis HaMikdash, and they desecrated the temple, and made impure the pure vessels of the temple. And it was very hard upon the Jewish people, because of this lachzum, lachatz gadol, and it was a great toil, it was a great hardship on them. Until the God of our fathers, had mercy on us, and he saved us from their hand. So when the children of the Chashmonai, what we call today the Maccabees, the great Kohanim, there was a war, they killed them, they saved the Jews from their hands, and they returned the kingdom of the Jewish people back to Jews. Yeshal Nasayim Shana, more than 200 years. Ad Churban Hasheni, until the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Rambam's introduction to what happened. Real quick, in one paragraph, what Hanukkah is about. Now the Rambam continues. When the Jewish people overcame their enemies, and they destroyed them, the war was over. They destroyed them on the 25th day of Kislev. So this is base, the second halacha. So he says when they won the battle, they destroyed the non-Jewish armies, the Greek armies. It happened on Chafhei, the 25th day of Kislev. They went into the Hechel, they went into the Samigdosh, and they couldn't even find one pure jug of oil. Pach Echad, they only found one small little one. There was only enough light for one day. What happened miraculously, that one little pach shem and that one little jug of oil that was only supposed to last one day of lighting, the menorah, lasted 8 days. Until they were able to crush olives and crush the olives and make new oil that was pure. So the first one, the Rambam gives an introduction of the whole story of Hanukkah. Then he brings the fact of the miracle of the oil that was supposed to last only one day and it lasted 8 days. Now the Rambam says in Halacha Gibel, because of this, the rabbis of the time, the rabbis of the Sanhedrin of the time, established established for all generations that there should be, that starting on the 25th day of Kislev, there should be days of simcha, days of joy, underlining days of joy, and days of halal, days of praise. We should light candelabras be'erev in the evening, al pischei abotim, cholayla v'layla m'shmenis alaylis, laharis legalis hanes. We should light candelabras on the door steps of our houses and every single night of the 8 days to show and to remind ourselves of the great miracle. Yom elu hein kroim Chanukah. These days are called Chanukah. When oisin behesped the tainus kmei purim. And you know, he says they were us to make a eulogy and to fast like the days of Purim, but Lachasen has been mitzvah. They're safe from Kriyas Megillah. The Rambam finishes off Halacha Gimel, the third halacha, that lighting the candles is a rabbinic mitzvah, not a biblical mitzvah. Like obviously not a biblical mitzvah, it's a rabbinic mitzvah like Kriyas Megillah. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam stresses the fact that the rabbis of that the Chachamim. Of referring to the Sanhedrin of that generation, established the days of Chanukah as simcha, as days of joy, and days of halal, of praise. So that's what the Rambam says. So now the Rebbe and the Sicha is going to discuss this Rambam, these three halachas. So the Rebbe starts off with the Gemara, page 142. Isa b'masechta Shabbos, we learn Masechta Shabbos, that Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the 21st page, the second page, 21st daf, second page. My Chanukah, what is the halach of, what is Chanukah? What is the halach of Chanukah? The Gemara continues. This is a direct quote from the Gemara. When the Greeks entered the Beis HaMikdash, Timu Kol HaShmanim, they made impure all the oil of the Beis HaMikdash. Shagavru Malchus Beis Chashmonoi, when the house of Chashmonoi, Chashmonoim, the Maccabees, known as the Maccabees, the Kehanim, when they overpowered them and they beat them and they won the war, Nitzchum, and they were victorious in the war. Batku, they searched leimotzu lapach echad shel shemen. They only found one little pach, one little jug of oil. Shechaisim chaser shel kohen gadol, that was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. So we know that the Beis Hamikdash for the menorah, you had to have special oil, pure oil. And how did they know it was pure oil? If it had the Kohen Gadol's seal. If the seal was broken, it was considered not pure oil, and they couldn't use it for the, it was not supposed to be used for the menorah. They only had enough oil to last for one night. There was a miracle that happened. And it lit for 8 days till they were able to get more oil. The next year, the next year, says the Gemara, they established, the Chacham established those days, the days of when from Chaf Hei, the days of Chanukah, what happened, the 8 days of the miracle the first year, as the days of Hallel, of praise, Vahida, another expression of praise. That's what the Gemara says. That's how the Gemara learns. And my Chanukah, as Rashi explains, most of the commentaries on the Gemara learn, my Chanukah, the Gemara is asking, what's Chanukah? What exactly is the holiday of Chanukah? And the Gemara explains. Now the Rebbe brings down the Torah, Yaakov ben Asher, who wrote a sefer on halacha sefer, known as the Baal Turim because of the four svarim they wrote called Tur. He writes a very interesting halacha in the name of Rabbi Meir Rottenberg, known as Meir Rottenberg, in the city of Rottenberg. Kosva Tur, there brings down parentheses, B'shem Rabbi Rottenberg. These are halachic authorities that were discussing the halacha in those days. Tor writes, Shiribi Asudis, Shemar Behen, in Tzuzerushos. The many Sudis, the many meals, parties with food and drink, and that people have accustomed to do on Chanukah, those are sudeis rishus. Those are meals that they're not a chiyuv. You're not obligated to do it. If you want, you can do it. Meaning there's certain meals that you have a chiyuv to do. For example, Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv to make meals. Certain festive meals. The Torah points out that on Chanukah, there was a minig at the time of the Torah, like we have today, people get together and make special parties. Those are not a chiyuv, they're not an obligation, they're a shus. If you want, you can do it. It's not an obligation. Why? Why does the Torah say it? Shalai kuvom ela lahalel lohedes v'loy lemishta v'simcha. The Torah says clearly, because he quotes the Gemara, the Gemara says that, like we just learned the Gemara, that the Chacham of the generation of Chanukah, they established the day as a holiday for Hallel and Haidah. So the Torah says, because you see clearly the Gemara says they only establish it for Hallel and Haidah, which is the idea of saying Hallel and Haidah, which we interpret as saying Allah Nisim. It's a tefillah, it's a prayer. And it was not mishta v'simcha, not a day of drinking and a festive day of drinking, like, for example, Purim. Purim, we have an obligation of a mishta. We're obligated to have simcha. But Chanukah, the sudis, the meals that people make, they're just an obligation. So that's what Torah writes. It all makes sense. And that's what we pass in halacha. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef says clearly, doesn't bring it down. The Ramah, the Agah brings down that this Yesh Ksas Simcha to do it. The Torah brings down what the Torah writes, and the Ramah adds maybe Ksas Simcha. But La Halacha, we see that it's not a Chiyuv like every other Yontif, or for sure not like Purim. However, the Rebbe asks a question. Avol HaRambam. However, if you learn the Rambam, like we Rambam, we just learned. We just learned this three halachas of the Rambam, because of the Rambam writes of Zal Shaini. This is the expression, this is the wording that the Rambam uses. Skiru Chacham Shvei Siyadah, are the Chacham, the rabbis of that generation. Shidem Shbed Shiyashmainas Yamimelu Shlosam the Chafe Bikislev Yem Simcha Vahala. The Rambam writes that the rabbis, Chacham and Sanhedrin of that generation, established the holiday of Hanukkah, the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, as a day of what? Of Mishta v'Simcha. In Simcha, Simcha v'Hala, meaning he adds the word Simcha. The Gemara doesn't say Simcha v'Hala. The Gemara says, the Gemara uses the expression halal vahida. Two expressions, halal to say halal, hayda to say praise. Halal will say halal, hayda will say halal nisim. The Rambam says, simcha, a day of happiness, and a day of halal, to say halal. Different, seemingly different than the Gemara. Because of Marshal, the Marshal writes, another commentary on the code of law, Shaldas HaRambam, that according to the thinking of the Rambam, meaning the way the Rambam writes the halacha, what the halacha of Chanukah is, oisin hasudis she'oisim mechanukim sudis mitzvah. Those sudis that people make, those meals that people make on the days of Chanukah, are actually sudis mitzvah. So you get together on Chanukah and you have a meal that's considered a sudis mitzvah, which would be the Rambam seems to be saying it's a chiyuv, somewhat of a chiyuv to get together and have a meal like Purim and all other yom tovim. So the obvious question is, where does the Rambam get this from? Where's the Rambam learn this halacha? We know the Rambam is the halacha is based on the Gemara. If you learn the Gemara, if you study the Gemara does the Rambam seems to be saying different words than the actual Gemara. The Gemara says halal hayda, halal and hayda. The Rambam says simcha and halal. So what's going on? Where does this actually makes a difference in how the halacha. Now we actually practice. According to the Rambam, you have a sudas mitzvah. It's an obligation to make a sudas mitzvah. According to the Torah, the way the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, code of law, it's not a sudas mitzvah. It's not, you don't have an obligation. It's a shus. Maybe a good thing, maybe a nice thing, but it's not a sudas mitzvah. So that at first glance, this is a very wondrous thing. The Gemara says that they established it as a day of Hallel and Eida. Hallel saying Hallel Eida of Zalanisim. Praise to Hashem. Ram Kosum Sham, the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, like we learned, says Yimei Simcha for days of joys. And we know that Simcha, we know what Simcha means. Simcha means Ein Simcha Ela Basar, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. So like we know, we learned the Gemara in Sachim. So he says if it's Yimei Simcha, you have to have Simcha. That means you have to have some type of Suda, some type of meal. So that's the first question that the Rebbe has on the Rambam. Where does the Rambam get this from? Get this idea that Yimei Simcha, it's days of Simcha, days of joy, which meaning would have a practical difference that you would have to go and have a Suda. You have to have a meal, be festive meal. There's another, the Rambam points out, there's another difference in the wording of the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, in where the Rambam writes the halacha from the Gemara, different from the actual Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos in Chaf Aleph. My Chanukah, the Gemara says, my Chanukah, loy motzo lepach echad shal shem. He couldn't find, the Gemara goes, what's Chanukah? The Gemara goes, asks, what is the holiday of Chanukah? He goes straight into the story. They only found one little jug of oil. Nazba Nes, there was a Nes, there was a miracle, but liko b'mendul ches yamim, and it lasted 8 days. That oil lasted 8 days. It should have lasted 1 day. It lasted 8 days, so there was a Nes. The next year, they established those days, those 8 days, as a Yom Tov, as a holiday. Hainu. So you learn from the Gemara. This means from the Gemara. Shimei Chanukah, the days of Chanukah. Kavum al nes pach shaman. If you're reading the Gemara, you're learning, studying the Gemara, you see clearly the Gemara seems to be saying that the Yontif of Chanukah, the holiday of Chanukah, was established, was put into practice because of the miracle of finding the little jug of oil, which lasted 8 days. And nothing, not on the miracle of the being victorious in war, which that itself was a miracle in itself. Like we say, few in the hand, many in the hands of few. So if you read the Gemara is saying the reason why the rabbis established a yontif, it had nothing to do with winning the war. It was because of what? It was because of the famous miracle of a finding the jug of oil. Vilu haramam. However, the Rambam, when you open up the Rambam, mavar kesiba v'tam leiskinu haram, explains the reason why the chachamim established these days, the 8 days of Hanukkah, as a holiday. That these 8 days, yisimcha v'halal, should be days of joy, rejoicing, festive days, and halal, and saying halal, they praise the God. The salvation of the Jewish people and their saving from the hands of the Greek armies. And the returning, the rulership, the kingship of the Jewish people, the kingship of that of Eretz Yisrael back to the Jewish people. The achakach, in another halacha, there was a rabbi to say, anes l'pach shaman. He says that he talks about that there was a miracle of pach, of finding only one small little jug of oil. So according to the Rambam, there was two things that are going on over here. So that's another seemingly discrepancy that the Rebbe is pointing out from the Rambam to the Gemara. So the Rebbe is asking, what's going on over here? What is the thought process? What is the, like they say, the shita of the Rambam? What is how the Rambam establishes the halacha that Hanukkah is not only days of halal hida, days of praise to God, but it's also days of simcha. In the Gemara, it seems it's not. So how do we understand this Rambam? So now the Rebbe is gonna bring an answer. In order to explain the Rambam, the Rebbe brings down a general question on the Gemara, which is a question that everybody that learns the Gemara has. So if you've been there to understand the Rambam, to understand what the Rambam is writing, you have to first understand, you have to have an introduction to the known question. The main ness, when you learn about the story of Hanukkah, seemingly the main ness, the main miracle of Hanukkah was the victory of the war, like we say in Al Anisim, that you had many in the hands of the few. The Greek armies were much bigger and much stronger, and yet we won the war. Lama Amru Gemara, why does the Gemara say Shmei Chanukah Kvu Leibnei Anes Amalchama Vishus Yisrael Midei Ayivanim? Why does the Gemara seems to be saying the Gemara seems to be saying that they established the holiday of Hanukkah not because of the Tzach and the victory of the war that happened then? That the fact that the Jews were saved from the hands of the Yavanim, of the Greek armies. Ki'im only b'tzad ha'nes l'pach echot shel shemen. Why did they establish this as a day of 8 days of holiday? Only because of finding the small little jug. How is the Gemara making from the secondary fact? You know, after they won the war, they were able to go back to the Beis HaMikdash to look for oil. That's tafel. The main things that the main miracle was they were able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. that they right now had the right, because they won the war, they chased the Greek armies out of Eretz Yisrael. They were able to go into the Hechel and see what happened. They were able to go to the Beis Hamikdash and see exactly what happened. So what's happened is the fact that Gemara is ignoring the Muhammad, the war. It's the question is, how is the Gemara making from the secondary miracle the main miracle, and seemingly not acknowledging much or making it secondary, the fact that they won the war? Maybe not because we have Alanisim. We mentioned in the Alanisim, the prayer. But when the Gemara says, what is Hanukkah? It says about the Pach Shemen. And that's a very, it's an important question to ask when you learn the Gemara. And the Rambam, learned this Gemara, he had that question. So because of how important this question was, severe this question was, according to the Rambam. Svir le l'Rambam, the Rambam held, shekafonos ha-Gemara, that my Hanukkah, that when the Gemara asks, when the intention of the Gemara, when the Gemara asks the question, my Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah? Hiloy al eze nes kavua. It's not a what, the question the Gemara asks, what's the day of what's Hanukkah? It's not on which miracle did they establish a holiday. Did the rabbis make a holiday? Kim losses tama mashakvu bahalvaido. The Gemara's question is why they established it as a day. Why was the days of Hanukkah, the holiday of Hanukkah, the nature of Hanukkah made into a day of halal, of praise, and haidah, of tefillah, another type of haidah, another type of praise to God? That was the Gemara's question. Meaning, the Rebbe continues, meaning, Hayu Shagab Luli Anes Tapach Shemen, meaning, regardless of what happened after they entered the Beis HaMikdash and they found only one small pach, regardless of that whole miracle, whether that miracle would have happened or not happened, they would have established that day, the day that they won the war, as a yantif, a yom simcha, a day of rejoice. Masha amru my Hanukkah, and this that the Gemara asks, my Hanukkah, what's Hanukkah? What's the nature of the holiday of Hanukkah? And the Gemara says, and the Gemara answers, Pach Echad Shel Shemen. He talks about the nest. They found one little jug of oil. He ben again la prata halavayda. The Gemara is answering. It's answering a question why it was established in this particular nature as being a holiday of what? Of praise and prayer and reflection. Not like Purim, which is a yom, which clearly was established as a day yom simcha v'mishta, day of happiness and a festive day of happiness and eating. The mizdash kuvam oisim yom tov b'halavedo b'tzad anes shayim b'ashamen. So this that they established in that particular way of halavedo, in saying halal and saying praise to God, is because a miraculous thing happened regardless of the. Regardless of the victory of the war, another a miraculous, unbelievable miracle happened, and therefore they established the yontif in that this nature of the yontif and how we celebrate in that based on that miracle, which is a spiritual thing, which is halavayda, which is praise to God and neida. So basically, the Rebbe answers Shitas HaRambam. The Rebbe answers the understanding of the Rambam. The Gemara, that the Rambam is learning the Gemara different than most of the other commentaries, particularly Rashi. Learn Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi says the Gemara my Hanukkah. Rashi says the actual words al eza nes kavua. On what nes are they? What was the miracle that happened that they made a holiday of Hanukkah? So Rashi seems to be saying that the Gemara. And most of the commentaries seem to be learning like Rashi, that it's on what particular miracle did the Chachamim, decide to establish a holiday like Hanukkah. The Rambam learns the Gemara, not my Hanukkah, what ness, We know what the Nes was. We know the Nes, there was a Mechama, that there was a war that they won. And we know there was another miracle of Pach Shemeh, of finding the small jug that lasted 8 days. And the Gemara's question is, why did they particularly make the holiday in this way? They established it in a way that it's not a day of simcha, it's not a day of mishta and simcha, of happiness. It's a day of what? It's a day of primarily a day of halavayda, according to the Rambam. So the Rambam learns the Gemara a little bit different. The Rambam says, if the Rambam is learning the Gemara, of course it's a holiday. Of course we have the holiday. The holiday would be what? The question of the Gemara is, why was it done in this particular way? Or why was it 8 days instead of one day, you know, like other people want to interpret the Gemara because of the Nes. So that's how the Rambam learns the Gemara. So now because the Rambam learns the Gemara like that, he learns that the Gemara is coming with already a known, with a prerequisite that the war was victorious. And even if the Nes, even if there was no miracle of finding a small jug, we would have established a holiday. The Gemara is asking, why did we particularly establish a holiday in that particular way? And that's what the Gemara explains, because the Nes of Pach Shemen, of finding that little jug of oil, was such a great Nes. It was such a particular thing, and such sort of the out of the ordinary, that they established it based on that miracle. Yeah, so the Rebbe continues. Zeh shalachesh Rambam v'var barucho. So I'm oris b'chanuko. And this then go back into the Rambam in his writings. After he explains, so now the Rebbe is going to go and explain the three halachas of Paragimel of Chanuk. First, what does the Rambam do? He goes at great length explaining what happened. You know, putting us in the mindset of understanding what happened, what was going on at the time historically. That led up to the Hanukkah. From Messiah, he concludes, therefore the rabbis established it as days of simcha and halal, joys of being festive and halal and praise. I know. Because of the two separate happenings, two separate particular happenings that happened on Hanukkah, two miracles, winning of the war and finding the small jug of oil, iskinu bezinyanim. The Chachamim established two parallel practices in Hanukkah. You may simcha, you may halal, days of simcha and days of halal, and the primary way of us. Of celebrating the days of Chanukah is Bahala, but still with Halal Leida. But still, it's also Yimei Simcha because there was a war. The Rebbe continues explaining the Rambam. Yimei Simcha says, what is Yimei Simcha? Neishay Shia Miyadim, because they had salvation from the hands of the Greek armies. Bitzilam, they were saved. Chazeres Malchus Yisrael, and the kingship, the rulership of Eretz Yisrael went back to the Jewish people. Yimei Hallel, and also Yimei Hallel, days of praise. Bo b'ikar b'nei anes she'evach shemen. That comes mainly to days of Hallel. That was mainly established. Because of what? Because of this wondrous miracle that happened with the small jug of oil. That they were able to light the menorah for 8 days. So the Rambam explains there's two things going on over here. Well, Pisa, based on this, and based on this, it's sweet. It's understood why the Rambam separates these two happenings in two separate halachas. Like we said before in the beginning of the shir, that the way the Rambam sets up the halachas is also a message. It's also telling us something. So the Rambam says the first part about the war and everything that was going on beforehand, that the you know, going on, you know, putting us in sort of what was going on historically in that time, that they were, you know, that they were, that the Yavanim, the Greeks were abusing the Jewish people by taking their money, by taking their land, by disturbing their family life, by not allowing them to practice Judaism. That was one thing. That's what in one halacha. And the second halacha is about the story about finding Pachshav and halacha base. Because we know that also this separating of the halachas in the Rambam are also very specific. Laharis, the Rambam is trying to show us, these two stories of Hanukkah are two different halachas. Why? From the first happening, the first part, first thing that the Rambam is telling at the end, Yimei Simcha. The first part is the Rambam is explaining to us why it's May Simcha. And from the second, you know, the second instance, the Rambam is telling us about the finding the jug of oil. That's why we established, that's why the Chum established it as a day of halal, of praise to God. Adin, the madlikin behem neres. Also the din, and those are the law of lighting the menorahs. So the Rav finishes off this paragraph. Hinei pshita sharamam lo yichadash ma'atzmei tam l'kfiz mechanaka. Obviously that the Rambam was not mechadash this idea by himself. Meaning the Rambam is being very novel over here. He's saying that Hanukkah is not only Yimei Halal Va'edah, not only days of praise and saying Halal to God, but it's also Yimei Simcha, those days of rejoicing, which means having a Suda together, being festive on Hanukkah. It's not, he wasn't Mechadishness, he didn't create this novelty by himself. He obviously had a foundation. He said the Mal of Mival Anisim, Medosh HaRazal. The Rambam got to where he's paskining. He makes the halacha not all based on the way he learns the Gemara. The way he's interpreting the Gemara is based on, first of all, the Alanisim. Read the Alanisim. The Alanisim talks about the war, and also other Midrash Razal, also other Midrashim from the Chachamim of that time. It's see that they also talk about the war. So according to the Rambam, you can't ignore the fact that there was a Muhammad, that there was a war. So when the Gemara asks, Mai Hanukkah, it can't be Mai Hanukkah what happened. We know that there was a war. Mai Hanukkah, why did they establish the holiday in this particular way that it seemingly it's mainly about halal v'hedah? Doesn't take away from the fact that it's also Yimei Simcha. So also days of rejoicing. And perhaps the Rebbe says maybe he had in front of him Medrash Chanukah, other Medrash of Chanukah, that over there, when you simply read it, you see it goes into very specifics about the different decrees that the Greeks at that time put upon the Jewish people. So the Gemara is coming. According to the Rambam, the Gemara, when the Gemara asks, "My Hanukkah, what is the holiday of Hanukkah?" It's coming in addition to all the Midrash Chazal, all the Midrash Hanukkah, all these previous ideas that we know already about Hanukkah. The Gemara is asking, why did they establish it in this particular way? And that's where the Rambam learns the Gemara, how he learns the Gemara, which is different than with the way Rashi learns the Gemara, other Rishonim, other commentaries on the Gemara, how they learn the Gemara. That's where the Rambam approaches the Gemara. So now we know. So now the Rebbe explains very, very clearly the Shittas of the Rambam. Now we understand, based on the Rambam, look the Gemara, interpret and learn the Gemara. We understand why the Rambam also added it's a day of Simcha, because it's not ignoring the Gemara. Rejecting the idea of it was a miracle by winning the war. Of course, there was a miracle by winning the war. We say in davening. That's part of the Haggadah, right? It's the question is how we specifically partake in this holiday, but we have to add Simcha. The Rambam, you can't ignore the Simcha. The Rebbe continues. Dalit. Atam l'chaluk hazu. Now the reason for this difference. So now what comes up is we have to explain why is the way we celebrate. Why should there be a difference in the way we celebrate the holiday? Whether it was a miracle of a war, the fact that we won the war, whether the fact that we found a small little jug of oil, and that small little jug of oil lasted 8 days, but it should have lasted one day. Why should the way we practice this holiday, the way the Yom Tov was made, should make any difference? Why is there any difference the way it's done? That's what the Rebbe explains. In Sif Dalit, it goes and continues. Atam l'chaluk hazu, the reason for this difference, Shepnei Yeshuas Yisrael v'Tziloso, Iskinu Yimei Simcha, that because of the fact the salvation of the Jewish people from the and the saving from the actual Greek armies, the rabbis established a holiday with Yimei Simcha, with days of rejoice, being a festive days. V'ilu mitzad ha'nes l'pach shemen, however, because of the nest, because of the miracle of finding that small little jug of oil, which lasted 8 days when it should have only lasted one day, the rabbis establish the yontif of days of hal. Why should there be a difference? So now the Rebbe explains very beautifully. Simcha in yonik b'dorm ashaychim l'hagul. Simcha, we said when the Torah says simcha, anytime it refers to simcha, it refers to a physical idea, things regarding body, mundane things. Like we know the famous Gemara in Pesachim, "Ein simcha ela basar, ein simcha ela b'yayin." There's no simcha. There's no rejoice only with meat, only with wine. Meaning that the days where we have to, where it says "v'samachta v'chagecha v'isach achsameach," according to halacha, you have to have basar, you have to have yayin. According to the Alter Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken, since basar means basar shlamim, we don't mean the basar, the meat of the karbonis, we don't have karbonis. So the only simcha, the only true simcha by days of fet is through yayin. That's the way we express it, having wine. All right, mashe. So that is simcha. Simcha refers to a gashmis, a physical thing. Mashe ken, on the other hand, inyan halal shaykh lavid shvalei. Concept of halal, of praising God, which we see it's a tefillah, is avodah shebalev. It's a service of the heart, la neshama, the soul. Avodah shebalev is a tefillah. So we establish a way of tefillah. So therefore, that's two different ways that we celebrate. So therefore, Yeshua, Yisrael, it's mideya yivanim. Salvation and the saving of the Jewish people from the hands of the Yevonim. That they were disturbing the Jewish people. They were seizing land, taking money from them, high taxes. It was that they were sticking their hands in their money. Says the Midrashim, says the Gemara. So the Ram brings down. Lachts and lachts gadol. They had It was a great strain on the Jewish nation. They couldn't be who they were supposed to be at that time. And also Mashachazu Malchus Yisrael, this that the kingship, the kingdom, the rule of the land was returned to the Jewish people, right? Yeshua Vatzala Hanigeis Gam Laguf. That's salvation. And that's a saving. It's a mundane. It's a physical manifestation of what was going on at the time. So now that there's no more Greek armies, and now that the Jewish people are back to ruling themselves. Therefore, nobody's bothering them in a physical sense. Nobody's taking away their seizing their properties, seizing their money, disturbing their family life. They were able to. They didn't have those problems. It's a very physical thing. So therefore, how do you express that in a physical way with Yimei Simcha, being festive, Yayin, Therefore, the way you express that is in a way of in a physical way, which is the mei simcha, they being fast. On the other hand, the miracle of the pach hashemen, the miracle of the small little jug of oil, shliku menonetes amarocha, that they lit, that they took that little jug of oil and they lit the candles of the menorah, which Yeshua Luchni, is because it's a salvation, a spiritual salvation. They were saved, meaning in a sense, the menorah, the servant represent the whole service of the Beis HaMikdash, which was the spiritual deficit that the Jewish people were feeling because of the lachatz, because of the strain that the Greek armies had placed upon the Jewish people. They couldn't do the Aveda properly, the service of the Beis HaMikdash properly. That's a spiritual thing. Skin of the law, you may hallow. Because of that, they established days of hallow praise, which is a Vedish belief, which is a spiritual, represents a spiritual concept. So according to the Rambam, there was two things that were going on according to the Gemara, the way he learns the Gemara. And you can't be simcha because of the Muhammad, because of the war, the physical thing, which we have to partake in, you have to celebrate with some type of Suda's mitzvah. And secondly, halavidah and praise, saying halal, saying praise, which is halal nisim, is according to the idea of the spiritual miracle, which was the lighting of the menorah, which represented the spirituality of the Jewish people. So now that is how the Rebbe explains the way the Rambam is the outlook on the Gemara. So now you have obviously have a question. How did the Torah learn the opposite? I mean, the Torah seems to be ignoring the Muhammad, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah seems to be ignoring the fact that there was a war, that they won the war, because they say it's the Suda that people were naik, the meals being festive that people were that had the custom of doing on Hanukkah, that's Rishus. It's not a mitzvah. You're able to, you're allowed to do it. It's nothing wrong, but it's not a chiv. There was a physical thing. There was a physical war that happened. How do we seemingly ignore that? So the Rebbe brings on one of the orders, one of the footnotes, a very interesting way of explaining the Torah, that the Rambam and the Torah are not arguing in a mitzvah. They're not arguing in what happened. That the Torah is saying there was no war or there was no miracle with the war that happened. The miracle was only the Pach Shemen, and the Rambam is saying it was both. They both, obviously, the Torah says there was a war, but the Torah looks at it as what's the Iker, the war. What was the hope that they were Shapushet Yadav Meinam, that they were seizing land and they were seizing their money. That was an outcome because of a spiritual thing, meaning the Greek armies wanted to Hellenize the Jewish people and did not let them. Practice the religion, and when the Jewish people refused to listen, that's when they started taxing them. That's when they started seizing land. That's when they started harassing the Jewish people. At that time. So the Torah looks at that is that whole gashmis thing. The war was only an outcome of the fact that the Greeks wanted to Hellenize them, want to secularize the Jewish people. They didn't want to kill them. They would have been very happy if they would have Hellenized them, became secular people of the time. They didn't care about the body of the Jew. They cared about the religion of the Jew. So all the military action that was taken by the Greek armies was only an outcome of them not listening to the authority, the Greek authorities at the time, of say you can't practice your religion. So the whole thing was a spiritual thing, says the Torah. The Rambam says, doesn't argue with that. The Rambam says, but at the end of the day, there was a physical thing and there was a spiritual thing. Because it was a physical thing, you have to celebrate. Like, for example, by Purim. Purim was a physical, Haman wanted to destroy every single Jewish body, every single Jewish person. So we celebrate in a physical way. The Torah looks at it, even the physical thing was an outcome of a war on religion, war on the spirituality of Jewish people. Hashem the Rambam looks at that. True, but at the end of the day, there's still something, there's still a physical thing you have to celebrate. So that's a machlekes. That's the way the Rebbe explains machlekes of the Torah, the Rambam, their outlooks of their outlook on the Gemara and how you look at Hanukkah, and it actually trickles down to halacha and how they actually practice the halacha today. The law of Hanukkah. Yeah. So the Rebbe finishes off with another very beautiful vart, another beautiful idea on the Rambam. From the Ensefe. Meaning, Peter Shanal, based on the explanation of the Rambam, my Chanukah, you know, based on everything we just learned, how the Rambam learns the Gemara, how the Torah learns the Gemara, based on Rashi, other commentaries on the Gemara, Shanais Pach Shemen, Hinita, Tam, Lechol Indian Hanukkah. That's the way the Rambam learns it, that the Pach Shemen is not the whole reason why we established a holiday of Hanukkah, because of the small jug of oil. Kimla prata halveido. It's only telling us why we specifically celebrate in a way of halal, of praise, of saying halal and haido of anisim. So the Rebbe says you can also find this idea that it's not only that there's two things going on over here. There's the war, we're celebrating the war, we're celebrating the nest of the Pach Shemen, and the Gemara is asking why we mainly did it in this specific way of what? Of halal leidav, praise. You also find this idea in the Mordechai, another commentary on halacha. So but not in the same way. Meaning, the Rebbe brings down the Mordechai has a similar idea of how you idea that the Rambam, but it's a bit different. So the Rebbe is bringing on another source to back up the Rambam, the sheet of the Rambam. Megillas Tainus is a halachic source. You know, it's like a second Beis Hamikdash. Sometime in the second Beis Hamikdash, it was a Megillah. It was a scroll of all the different days that were written, and it's brought down in the halacha. It's used as a halachic source in the Gemara. The Gemara asked himself, "What is Batul Megillas Tainus or not Batul? Do we nullify the whole Megillah of Tainus or not?" I mean, it's a discussion. Halacha would bring down. We quote Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is a scroll that goes through many different days that happened in the different Bnei Yisrael in the history of Jewish people, mainly in the second Beis Hamikdash. So what does the Mordechai say? Megillas Tainus Amru Shakov Yomtim Shum Chunukas Amizbeach. And Megillas Tainus says the reason why they established is something a little different. It says the reason why they established the Yomtiv of Chanukah is because of the rededication of the Mizbeach. Same thing, we also say in many different mefarshim, many different midrashim, parshas Balaisa v'hacha, amru shekavuam yomtiv mishum anes daneris. And it also adds, we also established the yomtiv because of anes daneris. So it's two things. So the rededication of the Mizbeach, which is a very important thing. So it was a holiday. And also because of the miracle of the oil lasting 8 days as opposed to 1 day. So he says over there that they establish a day of mishnah of being festive, of a meal and a simcha, being festive and being happy because of the rededication of the mizbeach. For praise and saying halal because of the ness of the Pach Shemen of the small thing. So see, the Mordechai says over there, so you see the Mordechai himself he makes this distinction. There's two things that went on by the establishment of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Just he says a little different than the Rambam. The Rambam says it's because of the war, and the Mordechai seems to be saying, based on Megillas Tainus, that it's because of the rededication of Mizbeach. According to the Mordechai, the reason why they establish it as for, they establish the holiday also in a way of Mishnah v'Simcha, of being festive and being happy, and is because of the dedication of Mizbeach. However, according to the Rambam, the reason why they established as days of simcha, of being festive, is because our God, the God of our fathers, was merciful on us and saved us, and we had salvation from the armies of the Greek armies that were harassing the Jewish people at the time. So the Rebbe brings on another problem that you see that other people also learn that there's two things happening over here from the Mordechai based on Megillas Tainus. So now the Rebbe finishes off. So how come la halacha? So now why? Why la halacha? If the Rambam has a very good point, why according to halacha do we establish, we don't pass from la halacha? The Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch doesn't learn the halacha like the Rambam. It learns like the Torah. Why? Rambam is a good point. The way he learns the Gemara is very good. Mr. Vesimcha, the Rambam has a lot of good points. They're finished off. Bekiva and Shemul. So it's Amudi Hayiro. Rif Varamam Varosh. So now, because of the three pillars of Halacha, the Rif, Yitzchak Ufasi, the Rambam, Rish of Maimon, the Rosh, Ben Roshe. There's three. We base the Halacha, they say it's based on Halacha on three pillars. V'shnei mehem, both two of them, Harif v'Arosh, Maskim l'das achas, the Rif and the Rosh, Yitzchak Alfasi and the Rosh, which is the father of the Torah, both agree to one particular way of how we learn the Gemara, how we have to establish the halacha. That when my Chanukah is, what's Chanukah? Like the way the Rashi learns, it's not that Gemara is asking what is the holiday of Chanukah. And it answers, the Gemara answers, it's because of Pach Shem. And so it's mainly what? So according to two of the three pillars of where we establish the halacha, learn like the same way the Torah is explaining. They only bring down what's brought clearly in the Gemara, what the Gemara says clearly, not the way the Rambam is learning. Therefore, the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch, in the code of law, Paskins like them. So therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Chanukah, the way we practice and celebrate the holiday is only in a way of Halal Hidah. We say Alanisim, we say Halal, and we say Alanisim. And it's not in a way of Mishnah V'Simcha like Purim. If you want to do it, it's good. You have a Rishus, to do it. It's good. But it's not... It's not a chiyuv. It's not an obligation. And apimash kosba agdomosel lebeis esef. This is all based on the way the Beis Yosef Cairo himself writes in his introduction to halacha that he's going to go according to the roiv. He's going to goes according to the majority. And because two of the main pillars of what we established halacha learn that particular way, so therefore the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch does not learn, does not establish the halacha like the Rambam. He establishes like the Afreilich in Chanukah.